Yisim Dalet. So the Rush says, fairly cryptic phrase over here. She para, she yifra ha tomid b'chol shishi. Person should pay off the tomid every day six. So what exactly is he referring to? So over here in the one of the Mephoshim over here, he brings from the Meiri that there was a minute that the Talmidim had that they would the Mizaras himself and they would mekabel tainus and Erev Shabbos. They, in order that they should be able to, which is the last day of the week, or they should be able to chazer over all of the things they learned during the week, and then they would be able to say it over to the Rebbein. So they would undertake, make sure every week to do chazorah, and in order to facilitate this doing chazorah, they wouldn't eat anything, they'd be focused just on their learning. And a person should make sure that this Talmid, this constant hanhaga that he has of committing Yom HaShishi to do that type of chazorah, a person should make sure very careful that he does that. That brings the mirror, brings it, that's Shatna Gemara, an Erevin. So if the Rosh is referring to that, or the Rosh is referring to something of a similar concept, but the end of the week, Yom HaShishi, which is the end of the week, that a person is a time which is set aside, a person making sure whatever commitments he had during the week that he promised he would do, he has to make sure that he fulfills them. Pasha, this Miri was the forerunner, our minute, the people have minute that they keep, they have Mishmor. There's not people would stay up late and learn. I remember when I was a Bacher, that Haga was the taka to do that. The goal of the Mishmor was to stay up till you made another Chazorah for everything you learned that week. First Seder, second Seder, Lachat Seder, Chomish, everything you learned that week you would chazer over Thursday night. And that was, you stayed up late because you wanted to finish, because Friday was a regular Seder by Yosef Yeshiva. And Friday afternoon was, you know, it wasn't so much time. So a person wanted the chazer, so the reason why you stayed up late, because you had a lot to chazer, because there was a whole first Seder, used to be about a week first Seder. Gemara Rashi Tosis is Rishonim, and then there was second Seder, and then there was Halacha Seder. So you ended up with a lot of chazer. So that's what we used to do Thursday night. That's like what we used to do as a bacher Thursday nights. That was the minhag of Mishmor when I was a bacher. Now I think God learns other things, etc. But you know, that was the idea, was a chance of the chazor, which the Miri says that's what they used to do. The chashivas of chazorah, that you know, a person learned it, he knows it well. Chaprain one more time. Chashivas of the by the end of the week. A person should, any commitments he made, the person should pay them off. Okay, this week is this week. Next week is a new week. I don't want to wait till next week to pay this off. I'm going to make sure that whatever commitments I made, promises that I made, whether it be in learning, whether it be in other areas, I promise I'll take care of something, but at the end of the week it's taken care of. The true is Jesus, the Pasuk says, you know, by in Sefer Rus, it says that Naomi tells Rus, it says, don't worry. It'll be taken care of today. Because I'll say that the ma'asim of tzaddikim are always done as rizus. I guarantee you it'll be done by, it'll be taken care of today. You spoke to Boaz to that person, I can promise you it'll be done today. Certain people you speak to, I promise you it will not be done today. Right? Certain people, like, I can guarantee you, he'll get to it eventually. Myself included sometimes. Yeah, I'll take care of it. When? Sometime or other. And there's certain people, you know, you speak to them, it's done. It's taken care of. So there's a musik of making sure that the person pays it off. He gave us the shear of a week. There's a cheshon. A person makes a cheshon with himself. How was my week? There was paying off your debts for the week. It really is a certain sense of giving you a chance. The Mishabur brings down a person should make a cheshon nefesh, Erev Shabbos, and do tshuva. A person should go into Shabbos with a cheshon nefesh of clearing off my debts for the week. He says it should be done Erev Shabbos. Person does it Erev Rosh Chodesh. Person does it at the end of the year. We're holding mamash by the end of the year. Chazal have a nusach kol hilach achar achisum. How you close something is what defines it. How a person ends his man. Like one of the biggest reasons why the Yetzer Hara has a very strong tfisa after Purim, I believe, from after Purim until Pesach, is because he knows that the definition of a Zman is defined by how you close it, and he wants to make sure you're going to close it bad. So, guys get, you know, nowadays the phrase, guy's soft, you know? He's soft, you know? It's the end. Wow, that sounds pretty scary. He's ended. You know, it sounds scary to me. I hope he didn't end it. You know, the end of it, you know, the last moment is how you're going to define how it was by closing. How you end off? How you end off a year? How you end off a zman? How you end off a day? Right? Once talking to Bacher, I said, "says what's the difference between a person who goes Bacher goes the night the guy goes to night college and a Bacher goes to night college? This is what he does when he comes back from college. Do you want the last thing you did that day in college? That's what you want to define yourself. The last thing I did my day was I schmoozed. Yeah, my sefer yom is schmoozing, you know. I define my day, end of my day. I go to bed, schmooze. You know, hang out for like 2 hours. That's how you want to, go to bed and be kaveh. You know, your dream should be about, you know, the last thing you thought of. Your dream should be about, you know, the geshmak of schmooze that you had. You continue the conversation in your dreams. That's how you want to end. You want to end your day. You know, 5 minutes. Take a sefer before you go to bed. You're exhausted. 5 minutes. Take a sefer. You should be the sefer yom of a bacher is that his mind is back in learning. So it's 5 minutes. That 5 minutes will make a tremendous difference of how you perceive yourself, how you define your day, because you know that is the definition of you. So the kvias of how a person ends something, the end of the week, the end of the month, the end of the year, the end of a day, end of a seder. How do you close a seder? The Seder ends at 1 o'clock, so it's at 12:55. You leave. That's how you. You know, you don't want to end the Seder by hopping always right. How you, the end of something is the beginning and the end are the most critical moments. A person who starts his Seder, and the first thing is he sits down and he learns. He has to speak to somebody. Let's say even it's, you know, it's fine. Do it later. Right now you convey yourself. I'm starting. I'm learning. What I do at the end of the Seder, I hop around some learning before I leave. Because I want to chop a ride and some learning before I leave, you know. The guy chops one more, he goes to the chasna, you know, and they put out the Viennese table. You chop around one more dessert before you leave, you know, just like, you know, on the way out, just one more geschmack. I mean, sometimes you wonder how these people do it, you know, that there was a smorgasbord, there was a ganze meal, you know, a lot of courses, and then there's this Viennese table. And then, you know, even that, and then as you come downstairs, when you go out, there's some more cookies. You know, the guy sticks in his pocket, he'll eat it on the way home. I said, "Where? How do you have? What, do you have a bottle in his pit? How do you do it?" But it's geschmack. You want to chop around a little more before you leave. It's mamar says moshel chazal. More in Erevin. More says that Shmuel told his Talmud of Yehuda, "Erlam azel behilul adamya." This world is like a chasm. You got to chop a rhyme. Because, you know, chas is geschmack. It lasts for 5 hours, 6 hours. The dancing is geschmack. The food is geschmack. The chaverim is geschmack. The music is geschmack. But it's over, it's over. You want to chop a rhyme just like one more, right? So Elam is exactly the same thing. It's a geschmack world. You can chop a rhyme, but when it's over, it's over. So you want to chop a rhyme just that one more. I'm about to leave, you know, but one more halacha before I leave. One more gemara, one more ha'ara, one more rashba. It's just one more before I leave. That's how you end the Seder. That's how you end the yom. I just want to chaper in one more moment, you know, beis medrash. It's just like a little bit extra beis medrash before I close my day. You know, for whatever reason, this yeshiva has. There was different kufa than shiva. There was one kufa which taka. I remember there was a nice element which sat stayed after marv to learn. For the last period of time, it's become weaker. That's being generous. You know, we decided maybe, you know, we'll start the idea of the halacha packets. We started it at the end of last month. I think it was, you know, Baruch Hashem went well. They were making halacha packets after marv. I'm not sure half the guys even were here. By the time marv was over, then we put it out. The guys didn't even know that it was put out because they were out of marv already. Or they weren't by Marv B'chlap. It's a godly opportunity. A person takes it, he learns it through. You know, takes a sugya, he learns through a sugya. He has a grounding in that one sugya. You do one a week. You do one a week. Over here, you do 30, 40 of them. You're kaveya. 30, 40 sugyas and halachat or achayim, you're kaveya. So you got to chop around a little more extra before you go to bed. Like, it's another opportunity to chop some learning. So I think that's the Rosh is saying. That a person says this, the definition of how you end something is a very significant. It defines you. What's important to you? what would you like to have happening? What would you like to be doing more? I really like to be in the Beis Medrash more, but I can't. But at least I should chaperon a little more before I leave. I'd like to be more involved in mitzvahs, but I wish I could chaperon a little more before I... Whatever it is. You're going to define yourself by what you want to chaperon in. And when you chaperon at that last minute when you're stuck, you know, one more cookie before you walk out the door. So one more tosis before you run out the door. So most people, you know, it's a challenge to put tosis instead of cookies. Cookies we relate to. Tosis is a little bit harder. But that's our goal as a Ben Torah, to be able to say, I would like to say that my kavias is one more tosis before I walk out the door.